are listening to eBay Radio, where the shipping is free, the variation is multiple, and all the selling is above standard. Here is your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. You know, before I tell you about our next guest, I just want to say that as I was walking out of the area where I'm sitting, and I sit next to the woman who is doing the eBay for Business blog, and I said, I'm off to do the radio show, and she said, say hello to my good friend Kathy, would you? And I said, Kathy who? And she said, Kathy Terrell, she's on your show. I'm talking about it now on the blog. So the folks at eBay get to know eBay sellers pretty well, it seems. I said, well, I'll do that. So Kathy, I said I would say hello from Audrey from the eBay Business blog.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you, Griff.
Well, my pleasure. You know, if you're concentrating, Kathy, on holiday sales, but you also need to consider the new year ahead, I know that you're going to give us some tips on getting ready for that new year. With us now is Kathy Terrell. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller, NYC Family Fitness Finds. That's one word, NYC Family Fitness Finds. Kathy, is this a good time to run a sale?
It is always a good time to run a sale, Griff, but particularly now. I mean, it's December 17th, right?
Yeah.
And if people are shopping with me today and they're in the domestic United States, they are still going to get their gift in plenty of time for the holiday. Sales bring customers. It makes it so attractive. Everybody's looking for a good deal. And I don't know if you noticed, but something recently happened on eBay when an eBay store owner puts an item on sale. Did you notice that?
I think I know what you're talking about, but Phyllis, I'll let you do it.
Well, I'll tell you what's really exciting. It used to be when you would use Markdown Manager to put an item on sale, which is a tool that's available to eBay store owners, that if the customer or the buyer, or potential buyer, would click on the item, they would see the sale price. So it's like, oh, great, you know, Kathy, Griff, Lee have an item on sale, 20% off. Let's grab it. But it didn't show in the general search, so you didn't know the item was on sale unless you clicked on it. And this is actually something that happened in a Facebook group that I help moderate called eBay Stores. Several of the members said, you know, what about if eBay would make it available so that the sale price would show in search? And I said, you know, that's a great idea. Let me post that on eBay for Business, which is one of the ways I got to know Audrey. So we posted it about 6 weeks ago, and all of a sudden I'm working on a sale the other day, getting ready for the holidays. The sale price shows in search now. So it has, you know the item is on sale. So even more reason to put it on sale. I mean, you shop, and please, New York City, every time you walk by a building, there's a sale right now. I mean, everything is about come and shop with us, come and shop with us, come and shop with us. But now as an eBay store owner, your potential buyers, they know your item's on sale. Wow, I'm going to come in and take a look at that. Let me see that right now that's 20% off or 15% off. And then when I'm there, I'm going to browse your other items. So it's a great time to run a sale.
So how do you promote it?
You know, that's a great question, Lee. The way I promote my sales, I use social media. So I will post on my Facebook business page. I actually do, I'll do a sale collection using eBay Collections. So I'll do that to help feature it. I'll tweet about it. And I'll also put some of my sale items on my Pinterest board. And then also because I have an eBay store newsletter, when I have a sale, I will send out to my people that have asked to be included in my eBay store newsletter. So it's newsletter, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest.
So we're talking about eBay stores and sales, but can a seller run a sale if they don't have an eBay store?
No, they can't mark it down, but what they can do, Griff, and I was thinking about that, it's a great question. So I don't have a store, but I would like to, you know, bring customers to me because, again, this is such a great time. So I could reduce my price, but they're not going to know it's a 20% markdown because only the store owners have the markdown manager. But you could reduce your price, and then certainly as somebody without a store, you still have access to a Facebook business page. You still have access to Pinterest, to Twitter, to eBay Collections, and you can use that to promote your items.
Yeah, all right. That makes sense, too. Yeah.
So what should we be considering when we review our merchandise?
You know what I like to do, Lee? Honestly, and I think maybe because I'm in Manhattan, and I live in Midtown, so I have some of the greatest stores around me. I've got Saks Fifth Avenue.
You've got Bloomie. I used to walk there.
Right? I've got Williams-Sonoma. I've got Macy's. So I get to watch some of the absolute giants in brick and mortar in action, and I like to watch what they do and then see how I can do that. So how can I attract customers? How can I, bring them into my items right now? And I think it's, one is absolutely, me personally, and this is actually something I was in some Facebook groups and asking other people what they were up to, I am marking down my Christmas merchandise now, because there's a certain amount of it I would like to have it sold by Christmas. So, for instance, I put some Christmas ornaments. I seriously marked them down yesterday. One of them already sold, so that's good. My Christmas sweaters, I will mark them down. I have some more ornaments and get them out. However, and also look at my items that are new, sealed, perfect for gift giving, and review prices right now, because some items you can actually increase the price because the brick and mortars are sold out. Customers can't get that item. They want it. You may have it. You may actually be able to mark up $5, $10. Now is the time to be checking your prices, because you might be losing revenue because you don't realize that the brick and mortars are sold out, or that your competitors are sold out. So you now may be one of two sellers that have the item. It may be a great time to increase your price.
And I don't know if you heard this at the beginning of the show, but we mentioned that on Christmas Day, on the 25th, in 2012, the sixth highest search term on eBay, keyword-wise, or search term, was unwanted Christmas gifts. And the reason people are doing it is not only to buy, but to sell. Also, they're looking to see what's available, but people are looking to make a great, so they put unwanted Christmas gifts. So that's
it's
something
a great time to buy gift cards, too. I actually do that for myself, for personal use, because people will get gift cards they don't want, and they'll put them on eBay. So if there's certain stores that you love, or certain places, Starbucks, it's a great time to jump on eBay and get some great deals on gift cards.
So is it worth our while, Kathy, going through our listings during this hectic time to tweak them, or should we just focus on other things?
Griff, I think that's a great question. I would do, you have to look at your time and see how much time you have. I always spend a certain amount of time getting listings up, so that needs to be, for me, that's a priority every day. But absolutely, your holiday items, go through them right now. Check prices. Do you need to lower? Can you raise? Also, because we're getting closer to the holidays, are you offering free expedited shipping? If you're not, take a look at whether that's a choice that would be wise to make right now, because you might get some sales because you're offering free expedited shipping, and then you can qualify for a fast and free logo. Plus, you're getting a boost in best match criteria, and that can be a great way to help attract customers because they're still shopping, Griff. Last weekend for me was crazy busy, but I'm still busy. I'm still sending tons of packages out.
Yeah. So are we speaking to Lolly the Barfly?
You've been checking my resume. Yes, I did Lolly the Barfly and all my children. Gosh, that was a long time ago. It was a lot of fun.
That was a character on All My Children.
Yes. All My Children, yeah, with Tom Cudahy. You'll get a kick out of this, Griff. He was a recovering alcoholic at one point on All My Children. You know how on the soaps, like, almost the plots change daily?
Yes.
And he was on a bender, and he encountered me at a bar, and we sort of had carried on a bit, and then somebody came and grabbed him and you know, dragged him off. But I was his companion of ill repute for a day, but very classy, sort of... Plaza Hotel. Plaza Hotel kind of drinking.
Yeah.
Which makes
not
it
a dive.
Which
not
makes
a
it
dive.
Okay.
Which
right,
means
yeah.
your clothes cost more.
Very much. And the hair. You should have seen my hair, Lee. It was like major boof. I mean, they just went crazy with my hair.
Griff, she won Best Actress in the Redeemer New York 2011 48 Film Competition and Film Festival.
It was the Indie Film Festival.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
So, in fact, I'm doing an industrial tomorrow. It's something to do with the NSA. I'm getting the script later tonight.
Is it a musical?
I know.
Remember industrial musicals? Those were big years ago.
Yes. Remember the Milliken Show and things like that? We're dating ourselves. Oh, dear. They can tell we're over 30.
So how do you juggle eBay and your acting career?
That's a great question. You know, the thing that I love, the thing that attracted me to eBay, you're a performer, yes? Because I know you're a voice artist.
Yes.
Okay. So you'll probably identify, you might identify with this. When you work as a performer in New York City, I mean, I'm union. I have union cards. I'm Equity, SAG, and AFTRA. So when I work, I'm very well paid, and I'm very grateful for that. And I've trained as an actress since...
We only have 30 seconds.
Okay. It's the flexibility.
Yes.
I had a shoot 2 years ago, Law and Order Special Victims. I had to be on set at 6 a.m. I had 10 eBay packages to go out. I had them in my bag. My husband could drop them off for me.
Were you one of the 10 people who always get raped on that show?
What do you mean?
It always starts out.
Oh, raped! No! Don't laugh. I was a protester. I was protesting illegal immigration.
Okay.
I was very verbal.
You're the only real, honest to goodness actress / eBay seller we've ever had on the show, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to have me back.
yes, we will. You better believe it. Thank you, Kathy.
Thanks, Kathy, and thank you for all the
delightful
tips as well.
My pleasure, Griff. Lee, you too. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. This segment was brought to you by Genco Marketplace for eBay Seller Source Profitable Inventory. Up next, your call at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Stay tuned for more eBay Radio.
So you've poked around and found the next hot item to list in your eBay store. That's awesome. But you'd like more information about how similar products are moving. It's time to sign up for Terapeak's free trial, and here's why. Terapeak's got pricing and sales info on everything sold on eBay for the past 12 months. That's cool, and it will help make smarter product sourcing decisions. Terapeak has lists of hot sellers across all of eBay and also by category. That's smart. Then there's choosing the right words for search optimization and for writing listings that sell. Terapeak helps with that. Terapeak provides reliable market insight into your eBay opportunities. And there's that free trial thing again. Terapeak, you really should check them out. People who use Terapeak swear by it because it makes product research a whole lot easier. Go to Terapeak.com and get the free trial today.
Our goal for the eBay Radio Show is to help our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. We want to know if you've got something to share that will help us achieve that goal. Please send your press releases, articles, and announcements to us at guest@voicemarketing.com. Please include your contact info so we can follow up with you if need be. Again, that email address is guest@voicemarketing.com. Is there something you'd like to tell us?
Sometimes it seems nobody knows what your online business is actually about. The product sourcing, the fulfillment, the different stores, all the accounts, the taxes. You work real hard to make it profitable. Well, Kabbage gets it. They know what it takes to put the pieces together. And when you need some extra working capital to boost your bottom line, just ask. And they'll take a quick look at your e-commerce history and know instantly how much of a Kabbage advance to send. KabbageWithAK.com. They believe in you.
When eBay sellers wanted the largest possible box that would fit inside a USPS Priority Flat Rate Pattern envelope, Mark and Robin of Bubble Fast had that box created by their suppliers. It's called the Scotty Stuffer, and it's specifically designed to ship breakables like coffee mugs safely and securely. Try it and use the discount code Scotty for 5% off your entire order at BubbleFast.com. Bubble Fast has been listening to online sellers since 1999.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listing dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player, fill out the web form, and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. Both male and female reindeer grow antlers each year. Male reindeer drop their antlers at the beginning of winter. Therefore, all of Santa's reindeer from Comet to Blitzen are girls. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.